set the tone. The time will be sometime after 19:30 UTC. Check your own clock if you need something more accurate than that, because this is not the time show. This is Tobe, and here we are. What you just heard, let's hit it again. That's one of those little bowl-shaped temple gongs that you can find any old place. I like the sound of that one, so every once in a while I like to give it a smack. I got all kinds of weird stuff to be thinking and talking about today, but before we get into any of that, let's go over to Perfect Paul for the weather report.
Warm weather will continue across the Central Plains and Mid-Mississippi Valley on Saturday. A storm system developing over the high plains of the Rocky Mountains will move into the Plains States Saturday night into Sunday. This will bring the showers and thunderstorms across the region. Low temperatures tonight will be in the 60s and 70s across the area. High temperatures Saturday will rise to the 80s and 90s across the area. Highs will climb to between 100 and 105 across the Nebraska Panhandle and western South Dakota.
Well, thank you, Perfect Paul. I like that weather forecast because it sounds like we might be having some mushroom weather, and I've really been itching to go outside. I've been stuck indoors, and I think I might be going a little bit nuts because today I found myself painting a cocktail sword. Yes, a cocktail sword. You know those little plastic swords you get in your drink when you go to the bar or a restaurant, and often there is fruit skewered on them. Well, I ended up getting one of those. And because I have the weird compulsion to paint things and make stupid stuff for absolutely no reason, I decided I had to paint the sword, you know, because it's plastic and it's yellow and it's clear. It doesn't, I mean, it's the shape of a sword, but it doesn't, you know, look like a sword. So I got out some of my paints, got out a brush and slap, 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 gessoed it, and then I painted it. And yes, I always use gesso for primer on everything. It's a weird quirk of mine, or it might just be sheer wisdom. I don't know the difference. But I do love gesso, and I am its prophet. And that's not really important right now, because this is not the painting show. Even though I painted this cocktail sword, and it kind of now looks like a real sword. I painted the blade gray and gave it a metallic sheen and gave it some white highlights, and I did some other fancy tricks to it, and I painted the handle so it looked like it was wrapped with leather. And it, you know, it's a pretty cool looking sword now. So I thought, okay, great. Now I've got this sword. What am I going to do with it? I don't have any dolls or anything that can hold it. I don't have any action figures. So I thought, well, actually, let me go back a minute. When I say I don't have any action figures, it kind of depends on how you define action figures. But no, I don't have any boy dolls. I don't have any Star Wars figurines. I'm not a fanboy, so I don't have any of that crap. What I do have is a lot of military miniatures that I paint and then play little war games on tables and pew, 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 oh no, you know, and reenact famous battles throughout history and make up weird stories. But this isn't that show either. Some other time, shortly in the future, I'm sure we'll have a show from the war room, and I'll tell you all about the little worlds that I invent for myself and my entertainment. Because we're still talking about the sword right now. I painted the sword. It looks great. Who's going to hold the sword? I don't know. So about an hour later, I was walking through the dollar store. I don't even know why I went in there, but I was walking down the toy aisle, and of course I found just the worst cheap plastic dinosaurs you've ever seen in your life. These are so terrible. You can see the mold marks. The molds didn't even line up, so like half the dinosaurs slid over, and it's hard to explain, but they're bad. But they were cheap, so I got one that had hands that looked like it could hold a sword. Can you see where this is going? And I took the dinosaur home and I painted it up too, so it would look a little bit better. than it was, because, I mean, it's a cheap piece of crap. And I put the sword in its hand, and of course it looks awesome. So now I got a dinosaur with a sword. And I thought, you know, you'd market this to children, call it dinosaurs. They're dinosaurs with swords. Dinosaurs. Yeah. Now what are you going to do with it? So I thought, okay, this is awesome. So I took it outside along with some army men that I also painted up. You know, your typical green army men that you can buy, you know, a gross of them for about $3. I managed to get some, and this was some time ago, not recently. I painted them up to look a little bit better. Nothing fancy, just, you know, just so they weren't plain green. So I grabbed a couple of these army men and this dinosaur with a sword, took it outside, put it in the planter that's in front of the window in front of my house, which really isn't a planter because there's no plants in it. I just put some driftwood in there and some rocks, some big crystals and stuff, and now it's just this, you know, dirt landscape. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll put the dinosaur and the army men here, and I propped them up and I covered their little bases in dirt, so, you know, their feet are just sticking up and it looks pretty good, but not good enough because you could still see the bricks in the background and it didn't make any sense. So I ran inside and I got an old calendar and I opened it up to a page of just some trees, and I also grabbed a little model of a palm tree that I made that is really cheesy looking, and I threw those all in the background where the dinosaur was and the army men, and I took a picture. And I don't know why I did this, and the picture, I don't know, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of stupid. You know, why would you do this? I don't know, that's just the kind of stuff that I do. And so, if you'd like to see the picture, I have uploaded it, and I've got it in my gallery, and let me give you that link right now. If you're in Calm, that link should be showing up on your screen. And that link will take you to the photograph of the dinosaur and the army men in Mortal Kombat. And it is on that note that I'm afraid that I'm going to have to leave you for today. I do not have it in me to do the rest of this show. So let me cue up some music for you and some other weirdness, and I'll see you tomorrow. I do got some weird blind stuff lined up for you tomorrow, so stay tuned. Thank you.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
Checking in with you. Flight of two A-10s holding south 5 miles at Angels 10. 1+00 time on station. Loaded with Mark 82s, 1200 rounds apiece.
Roger, copy all. Are you familiar with our position on the airfield?
A-firm, I understand you are south of the control tower. I have multiple vehicles in airstrike at that location.
That's affirmative. I need you to push 15 clicks northwest and check out a potential column of armor.
Dragon 15 copies. We're pushing.
Twiston, Suds 21 checking in with you. Flight of two F-18s holding east 10 miles at Angels 22. Orders to follow. 4xGBU-12s, 1 laser Maverick, 600 rounds for the section. 0+35 time on station. Ready for your work.
Twiston copies. Got a flight of two A-10s at Angels 10. Call sign Dragon 15. They are pushing 15 clicks northwest of our position to check out a possible column of armor at that location. Are you familiar with the airfield?
21, that's affirmative.
We are located just south of the control tower with multiple vehicles marked by IR strobes.
Substitute 1 is visually your position.
Roger. I'd like you to push north and attempt to get your pod on that same area. Again, that's 15 kilometers northwest of the airfield. Stay at Angels 1-8 and above.
Suds copies.
Dragon 15, you have Suds 2-1, flight of two F-18s at Angels 1-8 and above, pushing east of you to get eyes on with their lightning pod.
Dragon copies. We're seeing some vehicles on the road. Appears to be armor. We're engaging.
Twiston copies. Can you confirm that it is armor?
Stand by.
Suds, Twiston, let me know when you capture that area.
Twiston, Suds 2-1, we are captured.
Roger. Can you confirm presence of armor?
Stand by. Negative. We're not seeing anything. Can Dragon pass a grid?
Dragon 15, Twiston. Did you copy? Understand you have contact with enemy armor. Can you pass a grid when able?
Roger, we're engaging in the vicinity of 3384 grid square.
Dragon, Suds copies. Dragon 15, Suds 2-1, we're not seeing what you're seeing in our pod. We're seeing your impacts, but no vehicles. Can you call corrections off your impacts?
Stand by.
Brown Horse, this is White Horse. Stand by for salute report 2-1. 1, over. White horse is brown horse. Stand by to copy. Line Sierra, 2-0 personnel. Line Alpha, patrolling what appears to be a headquarters. Break. Line Lima, 3-8 Sierra, Papa Victor, 3-2-4 4-2-9er. Line uniform, public and guard. Break. Line Tango, 2-3 March, 2-0-0-3 1-7-3-0 Zulu. Line Echo, AK-47s and RPKs. I copy so far. Over.
Yeah, say again, line Lima, over.
Roger. I say again, line Lima, 3-8 Sierra Papa Victor, 3-2-4 4-2-9er. I'll copy.
Solid copy. Do you have any remarks? Over.
Affirm. Remarks. All personnel appear to be on guard. Very weak posture. Over.
Roger. Solid copy on all. Brown horse out. Godfather, Godfather, this is Raptor. Stand by for salute report. Over. Raptor, this is Godfather. Send your traffic. Over. Roger. Line Sierra. 4 enemy personnel. Break. Line Alpha. Holding what appears to be LPOP's vicinity, MSR, south of Alcoot. Break. Line Lima. Papa Victor. 549er. Tree. 9-4. How copy so far? Over. Solid copy so far. Over. Roger. Line uniform. Unknown at this time. Line Tango. Tree. April. 1700 Zulu. 2003. Break. Line Echo. 4 AK-47s. Web gear. 6 AK mags per. Over. Solid copy. Break. Do you have any remarks? Over. Affirm. Stand by to copy. Remarks. Over. Roger, standing by to copy. Remarks as follows. All four personnel were found posted along northern running MSR. Appeared to be LPOP. Two personnel had red and green pop-up flares. No communications or night vision were found. Over. Roger. Godfather copies. Break. Bring EPWs to be processed at the CP after field interrogation. Godfather out.
Well, I'm back, whether you like it or not. I don't know if I like it. I feel horrible. But the good news is it is raining, and that makes me very happy because that means it's not 1,000 degrees outside. And that means we're going to see some mushrooms, and I do like mushrooms. I like to go look for them and take pictures of them. And you can see pictures of all the mushrooms I take in my gallery on SDF. I'd give you the link, but you can find it. You're a smart person. You know the Unix. All I gotta do now is get myself feeling better so I can go outside. I need to get something to eat. What should I eat? I don't think I have anything in the house except for frozen waffles and, oh, cookies. Yes, I have some more of those cheap sandwich cookies that I get the craving to eat every once in a while. Not any brand name. There's just a store brand generic. They're actually not that good, but for some reason I feel compelled to eat and buy these cookies sometimes. And the weird part is they only taste good if they're cold. And when I say taste good, I mean tolerable. And I don't really understand how that works. I understand how some food only tastes good when it's hot, and some food only tastes good when it's cold, like ice cream, but these are cookies. And if they're room temperature, they're just weird. So I have to take these cookies when I buy them, and I have to put them in my refrigerator. Then I can't eat them until they're cooled down to the proper temperature, and I don't know why that is. Maybe that's just a peculiar quirk on my part. Maybe it actually has something to do with the chemistry of cookies. I don't know. The only bad thing about rain, if there is any bad thing about it, is that the air pressure changes and the humidity gets weird. And what does this all mean? Yes, it means I have to tune my instruments again, and I have to tune my instruments all the time. And I don't like doing it. Not that I don't like doing it per se, just have to do it all the time, and I wish somebody could invent an instrument that would stay tuned, and I would never, ever, ever have to tune it. Although, this does give me an idea. If I do win a go-bajillion-medillion-dollars in the lottery with this free lottery ticket that I got that I still haven't scratched, I will use that money to hire a valet, and my own personal valet will be responsible for very little other than tuning my instruments and making my tea and going outside to see if it's too hot for me to be outside. So if you're looking for a job, I don't have the money yet. I was going to say, if you're looking for a job and you know how to tune musical instruments, boy, is this a cakewalk. My personal valet's job will also be to watch TV so that when I have questions about what's trying to be sold to me, there's somebody who can answer my questions. For example, when I see the virtual mouse commercial, I don't need to be confused by what the product is or if I can actually buy it. I can just be told, no, you don't get to buy that. That's not real. My personal valet's other responsibilities in watching TV will be to figure out and tell me when my games are on and on what channels, because I hate TV and I hate channels and I don't know where the game is, and I have to spend a million years flipping through 60,000 channels just to find the game I'm trying to watch. So I'm going to need somebody to do that for me. So, you know, when I say, hey, where's the game and what time, somebody will just answer me and I can just go click, click, click on my magic TV. Did I tell you that I got a big TV? I had to get a TV for some reason. I'm super not clear. I used to have an old tube TV, a big one, you know, it was like 2 feet across and it was this giant TV. It was 3 feet deep. The TV was wider than, or longer than it was wide. It still worked great, but for some reason, and I blame the cable company because they were going all digital and all this frog wash, for some reason I had to get a new TV. And my dad calls me up and says, okay, we have to go to the gum store to buy a new TV. And I didn't realize I was getting a new TV. And I still don't know exactly what happened, but some point in time while I was in the gum store, this TV is for you. And okay. And so I got a TV, and it's huge. It's about, I don't even know how big it is. It's about as wide as I can spread my arms, and it's super flat, and it scares my cat because everything on it looks so realistic now that the cat walks by and there's animals on it and the cat freaks out and has to run by. But the great part of it is it has some kind of automatic setting for football. So whenever I watch my football, I just push this one button and somehow the picture gets better and the sound gets louder. And that's all you need to know, because I've got a game I need to watch today and it's coming up real soon. So I'm going to leave it at this, kids. You've been listening to Tobe, not feeling well, as usual, on Anon Radio. I'll see you next time. Stay tuned. Well, that's not true. I don't even know who's coming up after me anymore, so it's going to be a surprise. Keep listening, and you'll find out. I'm sure it'll be interesting. I'll talk to you later.